I am Jessica Neves from São Tomé and Príncipe. According to National Institute of Statistics, data of 2017, 50.1% of population of São Tomé and Príncipe are women, and more than 50% of them are under 20 years old. Women in São Tomé and Príncipe, as in many countries, are discriminated and underrepresented in the national top entities like assembly, government, and judiciary. The same applies to lead positions in other public and private institutions. According to the 2012 population census, about 28% families were led by single mothers, while only 2.9% were led by single fathers. My presentation will focus on CEDAW General Recommendation number 35 on gender-based violence against women. SOS Mulher identified three main kinds of violence against women in São Tomé e Príncipe: domestic violence, sexual violence, and medical violence. Domestic violence is the most prevalent form of violence in the country. Women are beaten by their male partners with fighting moves like punches and kicks, and with objects like belts, cables, and machetes. Many women lose body parts like such as fingers, hands, and arms as a result of domestic violence committed by their current or former male partners. Some suffer severe health problems because of it, and some lose their lives. The common victims are women from the most financially vulnerable groups, but in general, all women can be victims of physical violence in São Tomé. In the domestic context, women are also victims of emotional and psychological violence. They are victims of infidelity and are expected to endure it because it's normal and women should be strong. Many families are led by single mothers who raise their children alone with no help from the fathers. Financial abuse is a common form of domestic violence as well. When women are single mothers, raising their children without financial support from these children's fathers, they are abused as well when they are financially dependent on their male partners and are treated like slaves and have their dignity disrespected because of it. The other kind of violence, which is of great concern to São Tomé society, is sexual violence. Women, but mostly little girls and adolescents, are victims of sexual violence committed by people from their family circle, but also by strangers. They are raped, sexually abused, sexually harassed, and have their intimate images and videos spread on social media. Other kind of child abuse also occurs frequently with familiar circumstances characterized by children being forced to do household chores, which are not appropriate for their ages, as well to sell products in the streets. Medical violence, the third kind of violence against women in São Tomé, occurs because of lack of service, hospital equipment, suppliers, and hygienic condition and medical negligence. There are no early detection service for cervical cancer. The only maternity service lacks the minimum condition to provide dignity for women delivering their children, and there is a lack of medicines and hospital equipment and consumables. Negligence for medical staff also constitutes violence against women in the health sector, causing severe diseases and preventable deaths. There is urgent need to educate people on non-violence relationships, to help women to be more empowered, to guarantee fatherly responsibilities, to create jobs for women, to build more prisons, and to create programs to re-educate criminals. It's important as well to establish a forensic genetic laboratory in country, to train people on humanized care, to invest in the improvement of the health systems on the country, and to provide materials and women human resources required for the national fight against all kinds of violence against women. It's urgent also to establish a shelter to take care of women and girls who are victims of violence. Nowadays, we don't have any shelter. The state should guarantee all material and human resources to allow the public institution to improve their work in the prevention and combat of all kinds of violence against women. Thank you for your attention.